Hey ladies, do you want to get in the real estate investing game but just don't know where to begin? In this episode, the real estate investor goddess Monique Holm is going to share some simple tips how we can get in the real estate investing game and win.
Welcome to the Financial Fornicating with Madam Money podcast, where fun financial tips are shared for healthier and sexier relationships with your money and credit. This is Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money, and I am looking forward to sharing this information. One, because it's been a lifelong dream for me to be a real estate investor, and I have a lot of friends that are real estate investors and keep telling me, Tara, stop being a scaredy cat and just jump right on in. And if I get in, I'm going to be a beast at it, and I know it. But you know, it's one of those things where you have your biggest success is in your oh shit moment. And real estate investing is my oh shit moment. And so the more that I can have those oh shit moments, and I forgot this is rated PG-18 for those that are listening, the more that I have those oh shit moments, the more that I do see success. And so it's funny how beautiful and wonderful real estate investors keep popping in my life to make me realize that I have to take that jump and say, oh shit, and be successful in real estate investing. And that's why I have a cute, yeah, she's so adorable, a cute desk, Monique Holm. She is an awesome real estate investor, but she is going to tell us about how we can start as women in the real estate investing game, right? So I'm like, okay, real estate investing in women, that has got to be the most beautiful relationship ever. And I have to stop being scared and say, oh shit, let's do it. All right, Monique, thank you for helping me with my moment. I so appreciate you. You know, I can financially fornicate with everything else. I need to start financially fornicating with some real estate investing. So thank
sure
you.
Do.
Yeah, it's about that time, man. 2019 is my year to really dive in. So thank you for coming on and helping me to really understand how I can make this happen. I really appreciate you. You just don't know.
I'm so happy to be here.
So, but before we get started, because I have a few questions for you, tell us a little bit about Monique Holm, the real estate queen. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm a real estate investor. I've been investing for 13 years, and I also created a group for women real estate investors called Real Estate Investor Goddesses. But I did not start my career as a real estate investor. I started as an attorney, right? I had wonderful parents who were super supportive and said, you can do whatever you want, you know, in parentheses, as long as that's being a lawyer, doctor,
right,
professor.
Right. As long as it's this, yeah.
As long as it's you go to college and then grad school and then do this, you know, that type of job. And for first generation Americans, my parents, I mean, I'm a first generation American. That was all I knew. So I went to law school. I became a lawyer. I was working in a law firm partnership track, you know, six-figure income. I should have been thrilled, but I hated my life. I hated practice. I was so miserable. And the only thing I'd ever been taught about real estate investing or real estate was to buy your own home. And after a few years, I said, okay, well, I guess I have a little bit of money saved up. Let me buy a home. But that was in LA, 2005. And that was towards the top of the bubble. Mm-hmm. And even though I had a six-figure income in Los Angeles in 2005, getting a home in even a somewhat decent neighborhood was costing upwards of $600,000, $700,000, $800,000.
Right.
And I couldn't afford one by myself. And a friend of mine who was in a similar position said, why don't we buy a duplex together? You live on one side, I'll live on the other side. And since I could afford half a house, I said, okay, let's do that. So we ended up finding this property though, that instead of having two equal sides, had one unit that was much bigger and nicer and more spacious than the other. And it had two other units that were smaller. But we fell in love with this place and we bought it. And we decided we'd each take a bedroom in the bigger unit and we rented out the other two. And I discovered something. I discovered that my tenants were paying my mortgage. And
I was
saving money and I was paying less taxes and all of these really beautiful things that I had nobody had ever taught me about. So I was an accidental investor. And when I met my husband, he had a duplex. Then we got a single family rental. Then after the crash, when properties were on sale in 2010, we ended up selling one of the properties and we were flipping houses. We did that for a few years until they were not quite as on sale. So this was 2013. Uh-huh. It was getting a lot more competitive and really expensive and hard to find deals that made sense. And we decided that instead of flipping, we were going to look for a fourplex, you know, four unit building that we could buy and hold and rent out. But in LA, it was so expensive. We couldn't find anything that made that, A, if we could afford it, if we could afford it, would actually give us any cash flow because it was so pricey. And I happened to meet this guy, this man that would become a mentor, and a 10-minute conversation with him totally changed the trajectory of my life.
Nice.
And it, like you were saying, that you, when you're ready, like people just keep showing up in your brands that help guide you along. And that was what happened with me.
Nice.
So I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, telling him that, yeah, we're looking for the fourplex and how frustrating it was. And he said, you should talk to my friend, Robert Helms. He's going to be in Los Angeles tomorrow night, coming out to this event I'm doing. Robert Helms is the host of the Real Estate Guys Radio podcast. It's the number one real estate podcast in the country. He said he's also done hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate investing. You should talk to him. And I went, yeah, he probably knows something or two. So I went and 10-minute conversation before the event just completely shifted all of this stuff for me. So he asked me what I was doing. I told him about the flipping and looking for the fourplex. And then he said, I was telling him how frustrated he was. And he said, the first paradigm he busted for me is when he said, you know, LA is a tough market. I always say live where you want to live, invest where the numbers make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, huh. I just never thought of that. I always thought you had to invest where you could drive to your property, touch it, manage it yourself. Mm-hmm. And the thought of investing anywhere outside where I live literally opened up the world to me. So mm-hmm. that was the first huge thing he said. And the next thing he said was, and you could buy this fourplex by yourself, but you're limited to your own capital and credit. He said, alternatively, you can bring a group of investors together and you could get a 100 or 200 unit apartment building. And he started talking about all the benefits of that and the leverage and how sharing the risk and sharing the gains and how you can grow a lot faster, further.
Yeah.
And that just completely blew my mind because it's like 200 unit apartment building. I thought you needed Donald Trump's bank account to do that kind of thing. I had no idea that was possible.
It is possible because a friend of mine, Ramon Tooks, he was an attorney as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he did. That's what one of the things that he taught me. He's like, Tara, you don't have to do it with just your money. You can get investors. You can build
OPM.
A team. Use other people's money. If you don't have the credit, you can either do hard money, soft money. You could use other people's credit, OPC. And it just, you know, that opens the world. So like you said, when you're really ready for something, God just brings you the people in there for confirmation, for support within that. And that's so awesome that you were able to meet the real estate guru to really change your perspective on that, which makes you successful now. Now, I understand that you've written a book. Tell us a little bit about the book that you've written.
So I wrote a book. It's called The Real Estate Investor Goddess Handbook, Everything You Need to Know to Invest in Real Estate Like a Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I recognize is I started going deeper into real estate and go to all of these conferences. Because once I decided that I wanted to syndicate, bring other people's money together, I knew I had to get very educated. You always want to be educated when you're investing, but it's one thing when you're using your own money. If you're using other people's money, like you cannot fool around with that. You need to really know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was going around, just going to lots and lots of trainings, I noticed that generally 90% of the room is men. And most of the people on stage are men. There are very few women in this game, and I wanted to change that. And I think that one of the reasons that a lot of women aren't investing is they don't know exactly what steps to take. They don't know, a lot of times they don't even know it's for them or a possibility, like how I was when I was, all I knew about was going to law school and buying a home. So a lot of people think, oh, invest in real estate. They're like, yeah, I want to buy my own home. And that's not what I mean at all. It's really getting cash, having your money working for you with cash flowing investment properties. And I just wanted to create something where women could, it was written in plain English, very easy to read and understand, but very thorough. And so that was it was the book that I wish I'd had a long time ago. And
Nice. I can't wait to get that book and read it.
yeah. So that there's actually, if you or any of your listeners want to go, you can go to tinyurl.com/free-REIG book, and you can get a free copy of the book. It's paid shipping and
Nice.
handling.
Nice. Okay, cool. I love that. And we'll make sure we put that in the description of the podcast as well, so we can definitely get a free copy of that book. Now, you have an upcoming book. You have a new book coming out as well.
I do. So one of the things that is really crucial, and I talk about in the first book, is the importance of having a team. Real estate investing is a team sport. You
Right.
really need a great team around you, brokers and accountants and maintenance people. And there are people that can also help you invest in different opportunities. You don't necessarily have to invest using your own time. You can invest in ways where you don't have to deal with the what I call the three T's: tenants, toilets, termites. Other people can do that. So I brought together 19 incredible women that I've discovered through my years of real estate that all have their own unique way of helping others invest. So some
Nice.
are, there's a C we have a CPA, and we have some a woman who's in construction, and we have a broker, and we have people that help others invest in assisted living facilities or mobile homes or tax liens and all these different ways of investing. So it's this dream team of women. And the book's called Wealth for Women: Conversations with the Team That Helps You Create the Dream. And it's going to be coming out next month. It will be available on
Nice. I love it. Available on Amazon.com. So that is, I look forward to that. It just reminds me of a good friend of mine, Sonia Booker. She is one of those women that are pushing me to get into the real estate investing game. So I have a few friends that they either wholesale, they either flip, or they either hold.
Yeah.
And it's good to have perspectives from all three. And so that is so awesome. So I have some questions for you as it relates, these podcasts are really for me. They're really for me. I just have a co great conversations with people and allow people to listen in and hope that it helps people. But this one is really for me. But why do you feel that women don't invest in real estate? Why don't more women invest in real estate?
That's such a good question, because we tend to have better results. For the most part, women are more successful as real estate investors when they actually get into it. But I think there are three main reasons why they don't. First, they don't often because they don't even think of it as a possibility for them. They just don't know that it's possible. Like me, I was educated, but I thought real estate investing was for the Donald Trumps of the world, or, it was for other people. It just wasn't something that I thought was possible. So that was the first thing. And then I think other people, they know it's a possibility, and maybe it's more like you, that it's out there, but maybe you don't know what steps to take. Right? You're feeling a bit, it's like, okay, well, I want to invest, but what am I supposed to do next? How do I get started? So I think that's also what keeps a lot of women, and they're afraid of losing money, they're afraid of messing up, so, and they don't know what steps to take. But I think education really helps with that. And then the last thing is, sometimes you know that it's there, and you know what steps to take, but it's that fear that keeps women from moving forward. There's so much fear about messing up, and there's some, and that I understand because it's generally the most money you're going to invest in anything. Mm-hmm. Right? There are ways of investing that require a lot less money, but still, that when you talk about real estate, you tend to be talking about big numbers, right. And that can terrify people. So mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, the antidote for that often for women is to have this a community of support around mm-hmm. that can, you know, this. For women, I think it's particularly important to have a sisterhood. And yeah. it sounds like you have some sisters around you that are like, you can do this.
Right. Sisters and brother. Like, it's yeah. not you can do this. It's that you better do it now.
Yeah, but it's like, do this, right?
Do it already.
So sometimes you need that sisterhood. Mm-hmm. You need the education and you need the sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tried to create with Real Estate Investor Goddesses, because it's a sisterhood of women interested in real estate investing. And it's an educational program and a mentorship. So all of it's really geared. It's this little, I don't know. I call it like it's a nest to help mm-hmm. you like this.
Like to help you fly.
Pretty,
yeah. Yeah, to help you fly and then push you out yeah. the nest. Yeah.
But then come back and help others to fly too.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So you mentioned the goddess. So what is the goddess secret sauce? And it allows women to invest more easily and with easy and flow or something like that. What is that goddess secret sauce?
So women are... we're different, right? Like not only on a chromosomal level, right? Like maybe it starts with our chromosomes, but we're different than men, and we're different in how we navigate and deal with money and invest. And when we can harness those differences, I call that the goddess secret sauce. So the first part of the goddess secret sauce, it's pleasure. I love it. You're financial fornicator because, I think orgasm is a big part of it.
Yeah, I do talk about financial orgasms, but that's a whole nother part.
Like literally orgasms are lubricators, but it's more broad than just, you know, sexual pleasure, obviously. But for men, they will muscle through, they work really hard, they have to man up and muscle through, and it's a lot of like aggressive, no pain, no gain type of thing. But for women, we actually work much better if we move through pleasure. So instead of muscling through, if we pleasure through, we find ways to bring more pleasure and joy into our experience. And I'm not kidding that orgasm, literally, it's very like a powerful.
I'm so going to use that. So
yeah, I literally orgasm.
She is going to get credit through this podcast, but afterwards I'm so using that in everything that I talk about.
Okay. It's true. I mean, literally the orgasm is this powerful creative force. My husband and I orgasmed our way to over 1,000 units in a year. So literally
that's a beautiful way to do. I can't wait to get into real estate investing now.
Yeah.
You can I am super excited about that.
but it's not just orgasm, but orgasm is a powerful.
Hey, it's a great motivator.
By yourself or with others. And then the second part of the secret sauce is our intuition. You know, women's intuition is a super powerful force. And it's really important that we learn to hear it and trust it and follow it, because mm-hmm. it really does guide us on the right path. And I know that personally, the only times I've made decisions where I've really regretted it is when I've heard that intuitive voice and ignored it. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear the intuitive voice and go for it, I'm always really happy that I've done it. So that's the intuition. And then the third part of the secret sauce is sisterhood. We women are literally wired to be around one another. Have you heard of oxytocin? Oxytocin is this feel-good hormone. It's mm-hmm. our bonding hormone. So with women, it comes out in three ways. One, sex and orgasm. We're like bonding with our partners. Two is when we're breastfeeding. And three is when we are in groups of women.
Wow.
So literally our brain lights up in the same way when we are around women. So and there are studies that show that being around women reduces stress. For women, being around other women, we learn better. Being around, there are all of these benefits to us to being in sisterhood. And so that's the secret sauce, the pleasure, the intuition, and the secret, and then the sisterhood. And it's another part too, it's a bonus, but it really has to do with your mindset. and having the right abundance mindset to achieve dreams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what is the formula, or is that the formula, or is there another formula to building wealth through real estate for women?
Yeah, so my formula, it I, the it's well it's wealthy. WEALTHY. That's the formula. So W is for womanly, and that's using the secret sauce. E is for education. You need to have education. You need to know, you really do need the education piece to understand what's a good deal and what's not. A is for assets. So understanding what asset class is right for you, and also how to protect your assets. L is location. They say that what are the top three rules of real estate? Rule number one, location. Rule number two, location. Rule number three, location. So it's really important to understand what is a good property market, and then what, and within that property market, what's a good submarket? What's a good street? What are the important things about location for an investment, which is not necessarily the same thing as for your home you're going to live in. Live where you want to live, invest where the numbers make sense. T is for team. You need a, like I was saying before, it's a team sport. You need a solid team behind you. H, this is the one that's a little bit of a stretch. H is how to pay for it, right? So how do you finance your property? So a lot of people are, they understand using their own capital and credit. But there are a lot of different ways, as you were mentioning some before, your hard money, your private lending, there's seller financing, there's syndication, there are a lot of different ways in which you can go about getting the money for your property. So how do you do it? So that's the H. And Y is you. So how do you fit in? Because real estate investing is not one size fits all. It really is about finding the way to invest that makes the most use of your desire, your resources, your natural skills and talents, and factors in your desires around real estate and where you want to be. So that's the formula, wealthy.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So again, tell us the name of the books and where we can find books. I know you have what's the name of the upcoming book that's coming out?
It's called Wealth for Women: Conversations with the Team That Creates the Dream.
Love it. That's coming out Amazon.com. You said that's coming out next month.
Yes, it's coming.
Great. And your existing book,
It's called
what is that called again?
The Real Estate Investor Goddess Handbook. And to get it, you can go to Amazon and pay $20, or you can go to the
Tinyurl.
tinyurl.com/free-REIG book. REIG book. So Real Estate
Love
Investor
it.
Goddess, REIG book.
And how can we get in contact with you? Maybe we want to become a goddess or
Yes,
connect with
well, you
you and
are a
learn more.
goddess, but to connect with
Yes.
me, you can go to realestateinvestorgoddesses.com, and there you can join our sisterhood and connect with me and find out about what we have coming up. Like we have an event in November here in LA, and all sorts of other fun things.
That is so wonderful, Monique. You are destined to be in my life. So I so
Yay.
appreciate you. God knows what he's doing. When I have it in my mind, he just throws me people. So he just threw you into my life. And then she had a nervous start talking orgasm. I can't wait to start investing in real estate now, boy.
It just gets
Woo!
better and better.
I just,
Yes.
he's getting better, boy. He knows how to get me. My goodness. Thank you
Yep.
so much, Monique, for
You're
joining
welcome.
me.
Thanks for having me.
I hope all of the listeners get super excited, especially about the women, about real estate investing, and that you too can do that. You don't have to do it in your own backyard. You live where you want to live, but you invest where it makes sense. SENSE and CENTS. That is the dollars.
Yes.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Remember, ignorance is not bliss. It's expensive as hell. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hey there, this is Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money. I just want to thank you so much for listening to the Financial Fornicating with Madam Money podcast. And want to give a special shout out to our sponsors and supporters, Kimberly Singletary, Edeline Francois Dryden, and Candace Arnold. Your contributions are helping us to continue to further the podcast for people who really need it. And if you'd like to be a sponsor or if you'd like to be a supporter today, just click on the Support This Podcast and you can make contributions as low as 80 cents, as low as a dollar a month. You can do whatever you want, but any contribution to support this podcast is greatly appreciated so we can continue to spread financial literacy across the world. Hey, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for your support.